I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. We are going to be covering the 3DFFL, and we are going to be covering the league. Guys, it was kind of a back-and-forth week. It was kind of a week that I got one huge victory, continuing to roll in the Money League, in the $1,000 League, in the 3DFFL. And then I took a devastating loss in the league, my personal league, to the sleeper nation, Marco Cabrera, 119 to 121, and we will get to that in the second half of this segment. But first things first, we are going to recap week 12 of the 3DFFL. We are going to recap all things playoff picture. We're going to recap all things everything. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I'm sorry that this podcast is late. I understand. It has been such a long week. We just finished the busiest year of my entire life. Not of my career, not of the podcast, not of the music, of my entire life. Like, you know, I became a dad, as you guys know, this past year. We just hit 200,000 Spotify streams in 11 months. You know, we put out 12 songs this year. We just dropped 2 last week. You know, we've had this podcast running for the last 2 years. We drop 1 every month, 1 every week. We've been working, you know, so I kind of took the last 3 days to celebrate. I kind of took the last week to celebrate. And here we are, you know what I'm saying? Here we are kind of 3 days late on the podcast. We forgot to stop celebrating. But guys, thank you. Shout out to True. Go follow us on Spotify at DIG, at TRUE, at Tone G, at True Rye Low, at True JB, Chach with the Heat. And as you know, www.dayonevibes.com. Guys, let's get into it. Let's talk about the 3DFFL. Let's talk about all things week 12. And let's get to my schedule, because that's why I was talking and doing all that stuff, because I was supposed to get over here, but I didn't do it. So here we are. It was Rub-A-Dub Chubb, Michael McMahon, 119.92 versus the Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG, your boy, the D to the 3ND, 154.4. The podcast had Jalen Hurts, 34.5, Derrick Henry, 20.6. Najee Harris, 15.9, CD Lamb, 17.3, Mike Evans, 25, George Kittle, 4.9, Devin Singletary with 13.2, the Cowboys defense with 14, and Brandon Aubrey with 9. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa with 7.8, Jahmyr Gibbs with 11, Jonathan Taylor with 21, Stephon Diggs with 19.4, Calvin Ridley with 21.9, Jake Ferguson with 4.5, Alvin Kamara with 15.9, the Steelers defense with 11, and Harrison Butker, 7 points. I told you, it was a long week. It was a long week. Guys, go check out Nonstop on Spotify. We are 100 plays, 150 plus plays from 20,000, and we are ready to drop the Nonstop music video as soon as it hits 20,000. That music video will be dropping on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. On Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, and on Rumble at Design I Gifted. So get that, get Nonstop on Spotify at DIG to 20,000. And we will drop that visual for you guys. It's a classic Fall Furious visual. A lot of different iconic spots that we're going to cover, whatever the case may be. Can't wait to see it. So that was matchup number 1. Matchup number 2, we're going to talk about Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. going up against Who Wants to Smoke. Who Wants to Smoke taking the victory 120.7 to 108. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had Pat Mahomes with 20, Breece Hall with 12, Rashad White with 13, Cooper Kupp had 4.8, Garrett Wilson had 17.4, Dalton Schultz had 1.2, Isaiah Pacheco had 26, the Chiefs defense had 1, and Jason Sanders of the Miami Dolphins, their kicker, had 12 points. Who Wants to Smoke? Dylan Turpin, currently 8-4. Jen Knox, Nate Peterman, is 5-7. Who Wants to Smoke takes the victory 120.7 to 108. Moving on to 8-4. He had Kyler Murray, 20.4. Saquon Barkley, 6.2. AJ Dillon, 11.1. Devonta Smith, 23.6. Chris Olave, 18.4. Evan Ingram, 9.9. Cortland Sutton, 9.1. The Patriots defense, 13. And Jake Elliott with 9. Oh no, why did I do that? I don't know why I closed out the matchups when I meant to slide to the right. We got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, in matchup number 3, taking on Team Gucci. That has been probably one of the more, like, I feel like that's one of the matchups that I've seen the absolute most this year. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking on Team Gucci. Team Gucci taking the victory, moving on to 6-6. Terrence Pryor falling to 6-6. 148.46 to 121.48. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, had Lamar Jackson, 14.9. Javonte Williams with 10.1. Bijan Robinson with 27.3. Keenan Allen with 22.6. Terry McLaurin with 9. Dalton Kincaid with 8.8. AJ Brown with 14.7. The Browns defense with 5. And Justin Tucker with 9. Team Gucci had Brock Purdy with 10.4. Tony Pollard with 22.3. Raheem Mostert with 21.4. Christian Kirk with 12.9, Michael Pittman Jr. with 20.7, Travis Kelce with 15.1, Travis Etienne Jr. with 12.6, the Dolphins defense with 23, and Tyler Bass with 10. In matchup number 4, we had That Team Kenny Johnson falling to Godfather 100. Darryl Brown Jr. manages to bump up to 7-5 while Kenny Johnson falls to 4-8. That matchup was 130.58 for Godfather 100, 125.74 for That Team Kenny Johnson. That Team Kenny Johnson had Dak Prescott 32.2, Austin Eckler 9.4, Gus Edwards 4.7, DK Metcalf with 6.2, Tank Dell with 17.2, Cole Kmet with 11.3, Ramondre Stevenson with 21.7, the Ravens defense with 16, Nick Folk with 7. Hold on. Let me go back real quick. Okay, no. That's why. I thought, okay, Team Gucci didn't run the two tight end. I was going to say, did anybody run that two tight end? Because I felt like I was just kind of going over. But I would have definitely noticed it. Yeah, nobody did. Okay, I was going to say, because Team Gucci, that's my boy. You know, he'll bring out that two tight end system. Don't play. You know what I'm saying? I will too. That's what I'm saying. So I feel you. I'm just kidding. But anyways, I'm done, bro. I'm tired. I haven't slept as much as I need to. Again, we celebrated, okay? So here we are. Matchup number. Here we go. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert 13.3, Joe Mixon with 8, Brian Robinson Jr. with 8.4, Tyreek Hill with 25.4, Davante Adams with 12.3, Sam Laporte with 17.7, Nico Collins with 23.4, the 49ers defense with 15, and Jake Moody with 7. In the final matchup that we have, guys, we have the highest scoring team in the league. not in the league, maybe in the league, but this week, Lions fan team no smoke, Keith Dyer, moving up to 9-3 with a huge 174.6 game to take down the OG veteran Showtime Mary Williams, three-time enterer of the 3DFFL, even before it was the 3DFFL. So he's taking down like goated, you know what I mean, status people. Like, impressive year so far. Leads the league in the, you know what I'm saying, in his record. Already clinched the playoffs last week. Shout out to you, doing your thing. I mean, kind of easy when you have Josh Allen putting up games like 40 points. but we also know that comes with its own struggle. You have Christian McCaffrey giving you 30.9, which has probably come with its own struggles as well. Kyren Williams giving you 38.4 points. That is a huge game from your quarterback and your two running backs, and that is a very difficult one for anybody to overcome. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 18.5. Adam Thielen with 1.2. TJ Hockenson with 16. Brandon Ayuk with 13. The Broncos defense with 17. And Riley Patterson with 0. Showtime Mary Williams falling to 4-8. Had Baker Mayfield with 13.3. That makes me scared for this week coming up, because I'm starting Baker Mayfield because Justin Fields just came back and now he's on a bye. So, man, guys, y'all remember that I drafted Justin Fields early, you know what I'm saying? So the way that his year has turned out for me has been one of the most disappointing fantasy football draft picks I have ever made in my entire life. And that is saying something, because when I was young, I was making some bad picks, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, let's get off of my story and let's talk about the fact that Baker Mayfield, 13.3, Josh Jacobs, 22.5, DeAndre Swift, 9.4, Ja'Marr Chase, 12.1, Deebo Samuel, 22.4, Cade Otton, 8.5, David Montgomery with 15.1, the Lions defense with -1, and Cameron Dicker with 4. Guys, I know I wasn't as excited as I probably should have been at the fact that we won another one, but the fact that we lost last week is still kind of reeling with me. Hold on. We lost last week, right? Is that what happened? I believe so. Well, guys, that was the final matchup of week 12. It was Showtime Mary Williams against Lions fan team No Smoke, 174 to 106. Keith Dyer jumping up to 9-3. Mary Williams falling to 4-8. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, as we usually do, is the standings, and this is where we're going to find out. Last week I did win. How am I not more excited? Right? What's going on here? I think it's because my team is, we know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen now. So it's like, all right, we had our fun. It's been 11 weeks. We're in week 12. We're in episode 12. We're, you know, we're talking about, where are we now? We are in week 12, right? Sorry, guys. I'm a little all over the place. This is episode number 12, and we are covering week number 12. We just finished the matchups. We're going to talk about the standings. Guys, it is about to be week number 12. Do y'all understand that? Y'all understand that the playoffs is right around the corner, right? So, you know what? Let me calm down, because I'm getting excited. My ADD is taking over. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting excited, okay? So let's talk about the standings. And from the standings, we will go on to the playoff bracket. And then we'll talk about next. Oh, no, guys. We got to talk about next. Ooh, I'm excited to get to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's talk about next week's matchups before we get to the standings. And we'll see how next week's matchups play to the standings, etc. So, we are going to be covering week 13. Let's find out what's happening in week 13. We got the Signs and Sports podcast taking on Showtime Mary Williams. We got Rub-A-Dub Chubb taking on Team Gucci. We got Godfather 100 taking on Who Wants a Smoke. That is going to be the matchup to watch at this point. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand trying to upset Lions fan Team No Smoke, the best team in the league. And then you got that team, Kenny Johnson, taking on the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, which is probably going to be a underdog, low-key matchup in itself. So both competitive teams, both scrappy teams, got a lot of good matchups, guys. We got the podcast. We got Showtime Mary Williams. We got Rub-A-Dub Chubb versus Team Gucci. We got Godfather against Who Wants to Smoke, which I think is going to be game of the week, if I'm being honest. That's going to be the one to watch. There's severe implications in that game. Let's see what happens. So we got Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, Lions fan Team No Smoke, and ending it out with that team, Kenny Johnson, Terrence Pryor, the chosen one. So next, now, let's go talk about the standings. But we're not getting to the playoffs yet, which I wish we were, because we get a little bit of playoff talk here. We get to talk about the fact that Who Wants to Smoke already clinched the playoffs on a 3-game win streak. We get to talk about the fact that Lions fan Team No Smoke also clinched the playoffs. Both lead their division, both on 3-game win streaks, both already in the playoffs. 8-4 for Who Wants to Smoke. Lions fan Team No Smoke, 9-3 in Zone D. Zone 3, as we said, Who Wants to Smoke, 8-4. Godfather 100, 7-5 on a 4-game win streak. Team Gucci, 6-6, tied with the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. Team Gucci on a 1-game win streak. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, on a 3-game slide. And that team, Kenny Johnson, number 5, 4-8. Zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke clinching the playoffs, 9-3 on a 3-game win streak. We got the podcast, 7-5 on a 2-game win streak. We got Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 5-7. We got Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 4-8. And we got Showtime Mary Williams, 4-8. Okay. Final standings projections time. and then we get to talk about the playoffs. I know I'm just as excited as everybody else, but I mean, we got to do what we got to do. We got to talk about this first and then we can get there. So, trending up, Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. As you guys know already, the official chocolate bar sponsor of the NFL. Nothing more satisfying than winning unless it's a Snicker. Okay, so final standings projections. Godfather, 100, expected to finish number 1. He currently sits at 3. Lions fan Team No Smoke, draft day, expected to finish 2, currently sits at 1. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, draft day, expected to finish 3, currently sits at 7. The podcast, the Signs and Sports podcast, America's podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere you find your podcast. We're still at number 4. Haven't moved anywhere. We're just there. But that makes sense. We're probably about the 4th best team in the league at this point, because looking at Lions fan Team No Smoke, looking at Godfather, and looking at Who Wants to Smoke, formidable opponents, it's going to be a great playoffs, guys. I can't wait. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. As I said, Showtime Mary Williams, draft day expected to finish number 5, currently sits at 10. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, draft day 6, currently sits at 6. Who Wants to Smoke, draft day number 7, currently sits at number 2. That team, Kenny Johnson, draft day number 8, currently sits at 9. Team Gucci, draft day number 9, currently sits at 5. And Rub-A-Dub Chubb, draft day number 10, currently sits at number 8. Okay, so it's not... Give me a second, I'm charging my phone. Okay, so that's all for the final standings projections. Finally, guys, now, okay, let's get to the playoff bracket. Let's talk about the things that matter. You know what I'm saying? We got 6 teams getting into the playoffs out of 10. It's going to be wild card weekend. We got the 3D FL wild card weekend, week number one. In the winner's bracket, we got Lions fan Team No Smoke with the number one seed and the bye week in the 3D FL wild card. We got Who Wants to Smoke with also a bye week with the number two seed in the 3D FL wild card. And then the two wild card weekend matches in the 3D FL Fantasy Football League season number two. Right now, we got Team Gucci facing off against Godfather 100. And we got The Chosen One facing off against the podcast. Oh, sorry. Yeah. And we got The Chosen One facing off against the Signs and Sports podcast. So, the records for these teams, we talked about them already. Lions fan Team No Smoke with the number one seed, 9-3. Who Wants to Smoke, number two seed, 8-4. Signs and Sports podcast, number three seed, 7-5. Team Godfather 100, number four, 7-5. Team Gucci, number five, 6-6. The Chosen One, number six, 6-6. And that's about it, I think. Let's go up to, we got four teams in the constellation. That's Rub-A-Dub Chubb, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, That Team Kenny Johnson, Showtime Mary Williams. In no particular order. We will get to that when we get to that. But for the next 2 weeks, guys, keep setting your lineups. Keep making sure that you got your P's and Q's in order. Make sure your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, because we are getting closer to playoff time. Actually, you know what? Never mind. Take a break. Take the next couple days off. That's cool. Take the next week off, the next month. You know what I mean? Go on vacation. Enjoy your, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll take care of it. I'm kidding. But hey, the anticipation just keeps getting more real. This year is more exciting than last year. I feel like there's been a lot more engagement this year. Last year, we threw everything together. As we said, this year, we kind of threw it together even under shorter circumstances. But guys, the fact that we have 10 of you guys in this league and we got 10 of you guys listening, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And we got all 10 participants actively tuning in every week. And that's always cool. You know, everybody else who listens, like everybody else who tunes in just to check out the fantasy leagues, shout out to them. But as long as the participants are listening, that's activity. You know what I'm saying? That's engagement. And we appreciate you guys, because this is, as easy as it may seem, this plus everything else, it starts to be a lot. Today, as you know, as I said, we took our time to celebrate our accomplishments because it was a very great year. 2023, we had to celebrate because this was one to remember. You know what I'm saying? We did a lot. We accomplished a lot. We hope that it's not the best we ever do. We hope that there's more to come. We know there's more to come. Next year is going to be fun. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot more. It's going to be a lot more next year. This year, just thank you for participating, guys. We really appreciate it. So as we said, if you guys would like to support in any way, you can go rate the podcast anywhere you can find it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave your comments. Go like us on Facebook at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, same title as the page. Join our group, join the page. Follow me at Designed Individually Gifted. Follow my page, follow my personal page if you want to. And we're out here, you know what I'm saying? So guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. This has been fun. We're going to go into an ad break. Actually, instead of doing an ad break, I'll go ahead and drop Fire in the Booth here, or I'll drop Nonstop. Yeah, I'm gonna drop Nonstop. You guys go get us those 150 plays, okay? You guys help us out, get us to 20,000, and I'll let you know if what y'all did helped us out, got us to 20,000 on the next episode. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all like this song I'm about to play, go share it, go listen to it, whatever the case may be. And I appreciate you guys. So when we come back from this break, we're going to cover The League, DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. If you want to stick around, we would love to have you. If you don't, we'll catch you on the next one.
What you know about chocolate, baby?
Yeah, I'm throwing my zone. Non-stop on the lover. Yeah, non-stop on the road. Yeah, yeah.
We're just not designed the same.
In the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Tell my mom I got a promise for the city. Presidential for the Rolex, half a milli. Fourth quarter, every time, every line designed so gifted, they be written individually. And my lady gonna feel it, move like symmetry. Know the mission, how it goes, her bestie feeling me. Now I love her though, I gotta keep the G code. And she a freak, yo, Australia for the week, oh. Yeah, one time for my city. FAL the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Yeah, one time for my city. FAL the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Check the jacket, be like Becky Lynch, I'm feeling like the GOAT. Popping champagne with some baddies, baby, you already know. I just pulled up to your city, she said already I know. I got a plan for my city, she said boy go lock the dough. Shut up, in the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing drippin' Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing drippin' Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Underrated, she don't call me cause she know I'm faded. Tell me baby, what's your definition of the greatest? I let the pen say, when I make it, I'ma buy something for Avery, Maddie, Emmy. Celebrating, we the long shots. We ain't supposed to be here, like we the lottery winners, like we the GOAT of this year. Like this is 2023, I feel like Jordan in here. Through the legs, when I cross you over, make that clear. Like if I gave it a year, would I be getting any closer, dog? That's something I fear, cause I gotta go harder. The pen don't need nothing, I'm moving smarter. Put my arm through the rim, when I rap, I feel like Vince Carter. This for my son, this for my baby. My music worldwide, man, this shit is crazy. I'm Mr. Worldwide, now I feel like Jay-Z. But I'm the one from Foul Tex, I'm feeling like McGrady. In the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, non-stop, D.I.G. Designing dripping Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Love to sing.
All right, guys, that was Nonstop by D.I.G. That is on Spotify, D.I.G. of the Realest Underground Entertainment. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, oh, as I said, 150 streams away from 20,000, 20,000 streams, we unlocked the official Nonstop music video, and that will be posted to Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, and also to Rumble at Designed iGifted. You know, so let's go get those 150 streams, guys. And on the next episode of this, you know what I mean, this podcast, we can celebrate the fact that we got a brand new video, unlocked another level, you know, etc. So let's get back to fantasy football, because that's what we're really here to talk about, except for the ladies. Well, not the lady. Hold up. Let me my ladies that are listening. They know who they are. My bad. Okay, so we are talking about the league. We're talking about I'm stupid, bro. Okay, anyways, we're talking about the league. Let's talk about the matchups from week 12. Let's talk about the schedule. Okay, here we go. The schedule. We got week 12. We took a oh no. Okay. I'm not even going to lie. I knew that I lost this week. And I still wasn't ready for it. Oh, this one was devastating, guys. This one was tough because this one was tough, man. This one was not one that I enjoyed. And this is the second time that I've lost to Sleeper Nation this week. I mean, this year. So, shout out to Marco. He beat me both times that I played him this year. This one came down to our OP spots. Josh Dobbs had negative 3 points. Ended up turning that into 4.5. I was leading Marco by 5 points. So as you know, turning that 7-point turnaround. I also started Breece Hall because I ended up getting smart and thinking I should bench Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry put up 20. Breece Hall only gave me 11.9. In my OP, DK Metcalf gave me 6.2, where my OP would have been either Breece Hall or Raheem Mostert, who gave me 20, 21 or 11. You know, so bad decisions riddled all over this game. I could have won it if I just didn't tinker my lineup the way I did to begin with. We had Justin Fields with 10.58, arguably also the reason we lost, because he was going one-on-one with Josh Dobbs. We expected at least 18, gave us 10. He also could have won the game for us. Breece Hall, 11.9. CeeDee Lamb, 17. Tyreek Hill with 26.4. Dalton Kincaid with 8.8. DK Metcalf with 6.2. CJ Mosley with 15. The Cowboys defense with 14. And Justin Tucker with 9 points. Sleeper Nation, 121. Taking the victory to 119 over Design Gifted. I bumped down to 7-5. Marco jumps up to 7-5. Pat Mahomes, 20 points. Alvin Kamara, 15.9. Jalen Waddle, 19.4. Mike Evans, 25. Travis Kelce, 15. Joshua Dobbs with 4.5. Fred Warner with 6. Packers defense with 10. And Evan McPherson with 5. Matchup, thank God we're past that. That was, oh man, that hurt a lot. That hurt to even recap. That hurt to even look at. Don't worry, I made the changes. I put Derrick Henry back in my RB1. Not quite sure who's going to go in my RB2, in my OP, but it's not. Thursday already passed. I had DK Metcalf go off for like 34 points on my bench. So already not a good start. I could have had CeeDee Lamb with 32. And then DK with 34 in the same game. But here we are. We'll talk about that next week. You know what I'm saying? Matchup number 2, we got Team Bro Dog falling to Watts on Wax Off. Team Bro Dog 5-7, 101 to 123.7. Watts on Wax Off 5-7 as well. We had Team Bro Dog with 30 points for CJ Stroud. Brian Robinson Jr. with 8.4. Jamar Chase with 13. Adam Thielen with 1.2. Trey McBride with 13. Sam Howell with 17.3. Las Vegas's linebacker, I don't even know who that is. Something Spillane. I guess I'll have to click on it. Robert Spillane, however you say that name. I'm not sure. I might be butchering that. I'm sorry. God, man, I'm making mistakes all over the place, guys. The Chiefs defense, 1 point, and Dustin Hopkins with 6. Jordan Love for Watts on Wax Off had 26 points. Austin Eckler had 9.4. Garrett Wilson had 17.4. Jacoby Myers had 20.1. Evan Ingram had 9.9. Jahmyr Gibbs had 11.3. Roquan Smith had 11. The Browns defense had 5. And Brandon McManus had 13 points. Matchup number 3, guys. We have Team No Fine Please going up against Team Quater Tots. We have Team No Fine Please taking the victory 159-106. Team No Fine Please jumping up to 6-6. Team Quater Tot falling to 6-6. Josh Allen for Team No Fine Please had 39. Joe Mixon had 8. Devontae Adams had 12.3. Keenan Allen with 22.6. Tyler Higbee with 20.9. Trevor Lawrence with 24.5. Zaire Franklin with 7, the 49ers defense with 15, and Jake Elliott with 9 points. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 34, DeAndre Swift with 9, Stephon Diggs with 19, AJ Brown with 14.7, George Kittle with 4.9, Tua Tagovailoa with 7.8, TJ Edwards with 9, the Eagles defense with -2, and Brandon Aubrey with 9 points. And then the final matchup, we had Strange Animals with 115.46 falling to Infinity and Bijan. Arguably a huge, huge upset this week. And I just figured this out. I didn't even know that this happened. Oh no, we might all three be 7-5 now. Yeah, no, never mind. I take it back. I do now know that that happened. We were all 7-4. Strange Animals, Design Gifted, both 7-4. Both took losses. Sleeper Nation takes a victory. Now all three of us are 7-5 at the top. Strange Animals, 115.46. This is a 3-3 in D Signs and Sports Podcast. Strange Animals, 115.46, falling to Infinity and Bijan. Noe Diaz, that's 5-7. Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson, 14.9. Christian McCaffrey, 30.9. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 18.5. Tank Dell, 17.2. Logan Thomas, 3.5. Justin Herbert, 13.3. Frank Aluakon, 11 points. Bills defense, 2 points. Cameron Dicker, 4 points. I was already going to go into his bench because he had 21 with Jonathan Taylor, 32 with Dak Prescott, 13 with Rashad White, Michael Pittman with 20, and David Montgomery with 15. Jesus. Amen. That's wow. Okay. So that's how close you can get to winning and losing. You know what I'm saying? In fantasy football, it's tough. To Infinity and Bijan, 130 points, had Brock Purdy with 10, Saquon Barkley with 6, Cooper Kupp with 4. How did he win this game if that happened? Deebo Samuel, 22, TJ Hawkinson, 16. Here we go. Bijan Robinson, 23. Alex Singleton, 13. Dolphins defense, yeah, 23. And there you go, Jake Moody with 7 points. Okay, that was the final matchup, guys. Let's talk about the matchups for next week. So week 13, we got Watts on Wax Off taking on Design Gifted. Hopefully that should be a pretty open-closed matchup right there. We got Team Quater Tots taking on Team Bro Dog. That one actually has some serious... A lot of these games have serious implications. I'm not going to lie. Everybody is pretty close in standings, and you are going to see that here in a little bit. Team Quater Tots against Team Bro Dog, To Infinity and Bijan, and Team No Fine Please. And then we have Sleeper Nation taking on Strange Animals. That's probably going to be game of the week because two of the heaviest hitting teams, two of the best teams taking each other on. We're going to find out who the real number one team tied with me because I'm the best, obviously. We're going to find out who the real co-best team is, assistant to the actual best team in the league is. So that's what this matchup is right here between Sleeper Nation and Strange Animals. And we will find out. Dak Prescott already putting up 28 for Strange Animals, so we'll see what Pat Mahomes can do in retaliation. Okay, guys, let's talk about the standings. Let's see how things are turning out. We got the Eastern Division. We got Candyland. We got 7-5. Sleeper Nation on a 3-game win streak, number 1 in his division. We got Team Quater Tot 6-6, number 2 on a 3-game losing streak. We got Watts on Wax Off, 5-7, tied with 2 Infinity and Bijan in third place, and only 2 games back from the leader in the league. So 2 games left, 2 games back. You never know what could happen. In the West, we got Boomtown. We got Design Gifted, number 1, tied with Strange Animals, 7-5, both on 1-game losing streaks. We got Team No Fine Please, number 3, 6-6, and we got Team Bro Dog, 5-7, number 4. Nobody has clinched. Nobody has clinched the division, the playoffs, the bye, number 1 seed, and nobody has been eliminated from contention. So this league is very much wide open for the taking. This league is very much anybody's league, except for probably, I don't even know if those last people are really, really out like that. So let's talk about the final standings projections, and then we'll go into the playoff brackets. We can show you guys what it actually looks like, okay? So trending up on Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers, because as you guys know, Snickers is the official chocolate bar sponsor of the NFL. Nothing is more satisfying than winning. Almost nothing, because as you know, nothing but a Snicker. Trending up, we got Design Gifted, 6 points. We got Sleeper Nation, 4. Trending up, Design Gifted, 4, 6 ranks. And we got Sleeper Nation, 4 ranks. Trending down, we got Team Bro Dog trending down 5. And that maybe that team needs a snicker. The final standings projections. Expected to finish number 1 with Strange Animals. He currently sits at number 3. Expected to finish number 2 with Team No Fine Please. He currently sits at 5. Expected to finish number 3 on draft day with Team Bro Dog. He currently sits at 8. Expected to finish number 5 on draft day, Sleeper Nation. I'm sorry. Expected to finish number 4 on draft day, Team Quater Tots. Currently sits at 4. Expected to finish number 5 on draft day. Currently sits at number 1 is Sleeper Nation. Number 6 and number 7 are 2 Infinity and Bijan. And Watts on Watts Wax Off, both sitting where they were expected draft day. And number 8, expected to be number 8 on draft day, currently sits at number 2, is Designed Gifted. So now, guys, let's get into the playoff bracket and let's talk about what is really going to go down. Here in the league, I don't know. I'm thinking of just going the 6 and just allowing it to play out the way it's going to play out. Because I feel like Watts on Wax Off really, I mean, he earned that number 6 spot. I'm not going to lie. He ended up knocking out Team Bro Dog, knocking him out of the playoffs. And that's because his team was destroyed by injuries. There's a lot of injuries this year, period. But his team, I think I'm going to leave it 6. Maybe I should drop it to 5. But I really like 6. You know what I'm saying? If I take 6 out, then we will have 2 matchups week 1, and we will have 1 bye week. Right? Or we'll have 2 bye weeks, 1 matchup, I think. I don't really want to take that number 6 spot out because I like that format. We're going to run it. Next year, we'll have 10. It's all good. Already. Okay, so number 1 seed, we got Marco Cabrera, Sleeper Nation, 7-5. Number 2 seed, we got DIG, Team Design Gifted, 7-5. With another bye week, both the number 1 and 2 seeds get the bye week, as you guys know. The wild card, the league wild card weekend matchups are Strange Animals, number 3, 7-5, taking on Watts on Wax Off, 5-7, number 6. And then we got Team No Fine Please, number 4. 6-6, taking on Team Quater Tots, number 5, 6-6. So guys, that is about all we have left to cover. Things are about to get really intense here the next couple of weeks. I haven't even fathomed the idea if we get kicked out of the playoffs, how I'm going to do this to finish the, but I don't expect it. I don't expect to, you know what I'm saying? So guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. It's been a fun episode. I actually had a little bit more fun than I thought I was because of that loss in this segment, but we're still in the lead in the division, tied for the best record in the league. We're still making strides in the 3DFFL. We're going to get into the playoffs, get into the dance. That's all we need. So we're doing well, you know what I'm saying? Once we get there, as everybody knows, anything can happen, and whatever happens, happens. So guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. Help us go get nonstop over 20,000 streams on Spotify, because as soon as it does, I will let you guys know, and I will drop the official music video on Rumble and on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, also on YouTube at The True page, T-R-U-E. But guys, until next time, we'll be here and we'll catch you later.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, #that, #that, #true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.